The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Let us beat up every white person. Make up every white person.
It's sad because, you know, this is what happened because they're not helping the black community. Like, you know, the rich people, they got all this money and they're not, like, you know, trying to give us nothing.
Man, no white person come down and shame me. He white. Beat it.
Black power in this motherfucker, man.
Who they just beat up, bro? Now, see, this ain't on the play, but I think they just beat some white ass for no reason. They bust her window and everything.
I tried to warn you, but you called me every name under the sun. I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War, and you scoffed at me. I told you Obama was the devil. I told you he was a community organizer who would burn the nation to the ground. I told you he would leave a scorched earth, for no matter who picked it up after him, whether it's Hillary or Trump, it doesn't matter, because in his egotistical mind, no one is good enough for him. How many of you in the audience remember last week, when the polls were showing that Donald Trump was down and that everyone was naysaying it, all of you were saying, oh, no, all the polls are phony. Polls are false. They're all owned by the liberal press, right? Polls kept saying that Trump was down. You kept saying, no, he was up. And what happened over the weekend? Shockingly, Donald Trump's own people, including Paul Manafort, was all over the media saying, although our poll numbers are down, we can still win. I was shocked. So they're admitting that Donald Trump is down? So what exactly is going on here? And the real question is, well, there's actually a couple of real questions. If Donald Trump is way down in the polls, as appears to be the fact, even by so-called polls that we trust, whichever they may be, if Trump is down this far, the question really is, why is he down? Why is Trump down in the polls so drastically when she is so corrupt? What do you think caused a precipitous drop in Trump's poll ratings? Number two, can Trump still win this election? That's the most important question. What must Trump do to win this election? These are the primary questions that are on the mind of every American who is terrified of this corrupt woman called Hillary and the Clinton machine. After all, she's not an unknown quantity. We know what she did for 8 straight years as the co-president. We also know what she did as Secretary of State. She destroyed the Middle East. She's destroying Europe. She unleashed a flood of refugees from Africa and Syria into Europe. How in the world can you not understand the danger she poses to America? But can Trump still beat her? Do you still believe in him? There are those that have said from the beginning that Trump was in this as a plant to get Hillary elected. Do you actually believe that? Why would Donald Trump put himself out there, do everything in his power to gain your trust, just to throw an election and give it to Hillary Clinton? It doesn't seem plausible, and yet people are mumbling about that. That would not benefit him in any way. Not after everything we've seen from him since he announced his run for the presidency. What would he gain? But the real question is, can he still win? And what must he do to win? Now, there are those who say that Trump never planned on getting this far, and what we're now seeing is a product of a lack of preparation or the discipline required to actually win this race. They're saying, was he really ever serious about winning? Does he even want to be president? If he really wants it that badly, why can't he stick to a single coherent message about how a Hillary Clinton presidency would be the death of the nation? This leads to the next question. The question is, can Trump win? Or is he facing too high an enemy, too big an enemy? And is he just outmanned? He's facing lies from Democrats, polls that are rigged to get the answers they want, to paint Trump as either dangerous or a dunce, a media who loved everything he did in the primaries but has now turned their ink barrels fully loaded towards him and are firing barrage after barrage. Trump's facing opposition from within his own party, not only from the Never Trump crowd, the establishment crowd, but increasingly from people who say that they used to support him. Is the deck too stacked against Trump for him to even have a chance? Are we destined to lose our way of life under a corrupt, tyrannical Hillary Clinton? And is there anything we can do about it? Those are the questions to open the Savage Nation with today. And incidentally, Donald Trump will be on this show on Wednesday. He promised us he would be here this week. He's a man who keeps his promises. He will be on the Savage Nation this Wednesday. You're not going to want to miss it. I guarantee you're not going to want to miss it. Now, this morning in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article which says, straighten up or quit the race. Straighten up or quit the race, said the editors of the Wall Street Journal. They think you should make the election a referendum on Hillary Clinton, not on himself, and they like him to spend a little time each day, a half hour even, studying the issues he'll need to understand if he becomes president. But they say he's not listening. He blames the media for misrepresenting him and focusing on his unscripted remarks rather than his policy-focused pre-written speeches. Now he says he's running against the crooked media, not crooked Hillary. That's what's being reported. Now, there is a gentleman at the University of Texas who is named Christopher Lisi, and I never heard of him. He teaches gov at the University of Texas. He gave an interview to Hillary's outlet, Politico, owned by Hillary's camp. And Politico, the mimeograph sheet for Hillary Clinton, said this. When you come out of the conventions, the leader in the last 16 elections has not lost the popular vote, referring to Trump's slump in the polls. It's not magical. The electorate is substantially baked. Not everybody's locked in, but there's a lot of voters locked in now. And things get more and more baked. There's less room for change, Lesian said, adding that debates are the second most important set of events, but they're far less important than conventions. That's the opening to the show, and the main questions I'll repeat again. I'll repeat them again if you missed it. Can Trump still win? And what must he do in order to win at this stage of the fight? We're also going to talk about the riots in Milwaukee and the lies in the media. The filthy, lying, rotten vermin in the media have misreported everything that went on in Wisconsin. They were beating whites up in the streets. They were burning cars to the ground. The thug was running and had a gun in his hand. The cop who shot him was black. And yet the vermin in the media made it sound like another innocent black shot by another evil white cop. How much lower can it get than guys like Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper, who will burn a city to the ground in order to improve their ratings? Can it get any worse than that? There should be a penalty for lying about things like this, which result in bodily harm and physical damage. They should hold Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, ABC, CBS, NBC, and every other news outlet that distorted what went on in Wisconsin. They should force them to pay for the damage. And then maybe these little men and women, maybe they would be able to do their jobs. We'll talk about that as well on the Savage Nation today. The topics are Donald Trump and the Milwaukee riot with the video saying, get the whites. It's a terrible, terrible situation to watch. However, these riots are not really new to me. Someone asked me over the weekend, is this the first time you've ever seen anything like this? I said, no. Remember the Rodney King riots? Remember that one? But there were no cell phones. There was no cell phone video at that time, remember? Now, if there had been cell phone video, as the black mobs beat up the white guy with a brick, smashed his head in the car, remember that? You would have heard them celebrating beating in the white boy's head with a brick. But because there were no cell phone videos, you think this is new to America. It is not new to America. What is new to America is the wildings that are running around in the streets without any supervision whatsoever, being this time being instigated by the President of the United States and the entire media itself. Where is that thing called the President during this riot? Why, he's playing golf, of course. Why, he's doing another fundraiser, of course. Why, he's licking another ice cream cone, of course. Smiling as the city is under the rule of a National Guard. He caused it, you know. He caused it with his war on police. Eric Holder caused it with his war on police. All of them who attacked the police for seven straight years have now stirred up the mobs, the masses of these unemployed mobs, to believe that they are the innocent victims of the oppression of the white man, the innocent victims of the oppression of the white cop. But let me repeat again. The thug had a gun in his hand. It's on video. The cop who shot the thug was a black cop. Did Wolf Blitzer report that? No, he didn't do it. Here is a man who should be taken and tried for crimes against humanity, in my opinion, for what he has done to this country. I told you he's the worst of all of them. You look at a guy like Jake Tapper and you know what he is. You know he's a weasel and you know he's of low intellect. But you look at a guy like Wolf Blitzer and you know he's not a weasel and you know he has a high intellect, but you also know he knows what he's doing and he knows that he's burning America to the ground. And that's why I say, and I'll repeat it again, if a surgeon slips with a scalpel, even slips by accident, he faces not only a malpractice lawsuit, but perhaps losing his medical license. Why are there no such penalties for these rats in the media who not only do not slip with the scalpel of their tongue, but purposely lie every day and in every way in order to burn cities to the ground, in order to increase their importance and their ratings? Why are they not held accountable? Why are they not fined? Why are their networks not fined? Why are they not thrown off the air? Those are some of the questions that I have no answers for, because we live in a Wild West environment here in the media. And so if you care to join the conversation, primarily on the Trump issue, can he still win? What must he do to win? Etc. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours on this not Blue Monday. I don't know what to call it yet. I don't even know what this day is. I do know there was another riot over the weekend based upon a false narrative promoted by Wolf Blitzer and the Seven Dwarfs.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
People used to cry with their horns, now they cry with their flames. From Jazz to Spaz in one generation. How did this happen? Their grandfathers were largely productive citizens, and then along came the welfare state. And now you've got these wildings running in the streets, burning things down, beating people up because they're white. And now the sister of the animal who was shot with a gun is saying, take that S to the suburbs. Burn that S down. We need our S. We need our weave. See, they speak in a special language down there. Now, Milwaukee, by the way, it's a terrible thing to say, but let's put it to you this way. It's one of the most liberal cities in the United States of America. The whole history of this state is extremely liberal, going all the way back to the immigration of the original white people who came there. They came largely from Norway. Did you know that? And from Scandinavia? Does anyone know that? And they were extremely liberal. And they brought their liberalism with them. And as, you know, as they say, as you sow, shall you reap. Now, the sad truth is that between 1950 and 1990, there was a huge white flight from Milwaukee County into Waukesha County and suburbs of Milwaukee. The whites ran from the city of Milwaukee. So now the rioters are saying, stop burning down your own community, and now go out into the white suburbs and start burning theirs down. Don't say I didn't warn you, because if they're not stopped, that's what's going to happen. Many of you feel safe in your safe white suburbs. You feel immune from Obama's war against the police and war against the middle class. You think it's an abstraction of the right wing. You have no idea what this man is capable of. You think that, you see, you buy his act. He's so skilled at his act that you buy it. But that's not who he is. If they could unmask Obama and they could show his real face, it would look like a combination of Frankenstein and George Soros together with someone else thrown in. If you could tear the mask off Obama and see what is really behind there, it would be a Hydra head. There'd be one head of George Soros, the monster who hates America. There'd be another face, and then another face, but it would not be of a nice, smiling man who hangs out with his family, with billionaires and trillionaires on Martha's Vineyard playing golf. It'd be somebody else that even his white golfing buddies would never believe is behind that mask. Now, I could talk about this all day long, and it won't change anything. It won't make a dent in reality. The reality is the mobs went crazy on a false narrative. The young man who was shot was seen with a gun. He was shot by a black cop. And yet the vermin in the media did not report either of those items to any extent. Again, they promoted the same false narrative that it was yet another poor, innocent young black man on the way to or from medical school where he was studying to be a neurosurgeon, shot by a racist cop who at night wears a white sheet and is a member of the Ku Klux Klan. That's the narrative that they put out. I don't mean they said that. But, you know, that was the implication. Ku Klux Klan at night, blue uniform by day. All of the blacks who were killed by them were on their way to or from medical school to save the world. Albert Schweitzer's just waiting to be discovered. Well, the real issue is what we can do. And the only thing we can do is vote. How many times have I said to you on this show that we live in a dictatorship that is punctuated every 4 years by an election? And even the election is not truly an election. It's more or less a show that we get to participate in. But we live in a dictatorship where the wonderful people who are at the top, the corrupt senators in particular, get to do anything that they wish to do, rob the treasury blind, give their wives or husbands contracts, feather their own nests for when they leave office. It doesn't really matter. There are no consequences. There seems to be no one watching them. There's no FBI watching them. The FBI is watching you. And so the question is, what can we do? Well, as I say, the dictatorship of the proletariat, every 4 years is punctuated with a sense of freedom. We actually think we can choose between a candidate. We can choose Trump or we can choose Hillary. Both flawed candidates, but there's one who you must put an X through, in my opinion. I don't have to repeat why. Is she an unknown quantity? I keep asking you the same question. Is she that unknown a quantity that you can be that foolish to not understand what you're going to get when you invite the Clintons back into the White House? They were there for 8 years. And look what she did at the State Department. She feathered her own nest, taking in hundreds of millions of dollars, steering speeches to her husband. What kind of corruption do you want here in this country?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Sad because, you know, this will happen because they're not helping the black community. Like, you know, the rich people, they got all this money and they're not, like, you know, trying to give us nothing.
Man, that white person come down, Sherman! He white! Beat his
He white, beat him. This is diverse and wonderful. Alright, I think you got the message. I love all the lectures by the progs to all of us good, sheepish white people about diversity and how we have to behave. We buy the message. We pay the taxes. We support the welfare state. No matter what they throw at us, we do it. How come that message of be nice doesn't translate to the mobs in Milwaukee, for example, or Ferguson, or Baltimore? How come the progs don't go into those neighborhoods with their message? The most telling picture of this horrible tragedy was of a white hipster in Milwaukee being pulled out of his car. He had that scraggly beard. He had that kind of crumpled up, downtrodden, beat up look, you know, that the white hipsters use when they move into black neighborhoods to show that they're not rich white people, even though they are. Most of them are trust fund cases, trying to get cheap real estate before it goes up in value. They're not stupid. They know when a neighborhood's going to gentrify, they go in first. They do it all over the world. It was very sad to see the white hipster as the black mobs descended on him, ripping him out of the car, as if to say, but wait, not me. I'm not one of them. I'm a good one. Somehow the mobs didn't get the message. The question is, what are you going to do about it? What can we do about it? When you have a president who's openly promoting this kind of behavior, did he step out and say, don't do it? Did the golfer come away from his trillionaire retreat in Martha's Vineyard and give a speech last night saying, I'm warning all of you in the streets, get back into your houses, or we will bring the full force of the federal government upon you? Did that fraud Loretta Lynch, who threatened hate crimes against anyone who even uttered a word about Muslims, come out and say, any attacks upon a person because of their race will be arrested by the Justice Department, prosecuted by the Justice Department? Where's Loretta Lynch? Don't you understand that we have a racist government? Don't you get it? That aims their cannons only in one direction. Do you understand what's going on in front of your eyes? I try to warn you with Stop the Coming Civil War. Then I try to warn you in Government Zero. Now I'm trying to warn you, it's the last hope with Scorched Earth. This is only the beginning of what they have in mind. Waiting in the wings are the millions of Muslims from Europe, from Syria. The Africans, they're mainly 100% Muslim Africans. Did you know that? They're not Arab Christians who are fleeing Africa. Did you know that? You hear that generic word, Africans are fleeing Africa. They're almost 100% African Muslims. Raiding Sicily to get into Italy. Beating up guards at Calais. The French are so afraid of them right now, they won't even drive on their own highways. They've lost their entire nation because of the... there's no words for the people who are running Europe, but they're identical to Hillary Clinton. Can anyone listening to this show tell me that Hillary Clinton and Angela Merkel are not truly one and the same personality? They're one and the same personality. They have the same belief system. They don't care if they burn their nation to the ground. All they care about is their agenda of the New World Order. The globalist vision of a New World Order where there is no longer a Christian religion to speak of, except in small pockets, hidden pockets. No, my friends, it's very serious business. Sometimes you can step away from it and say it's all rubbish. You're fanning the flames, you right-wingers, you're the ones doing it. You could say anything you want. But some of us have clairvoyance. We see things clearly. That's all clairvoyance means, clear vision. If you cleanse the doors of perception, you will see life as it is. They used to say, came from Blake. We used to learn that one in college. The hippies used to say it during the age of psychedelics. If you clean the doors of perception, you will see life as it is, eternal. But if you cleanse the doors of political oppression, you will see life as it clearly is, with oppressive gangsters running the world. We used to like to think that we were immune from that. And that if an oppressive gangster arose, he or she would be stopped by a vigilant press. But we lost the Fourth Estate a long time ago. The Fourth Estate was in only a few hands of monstrous left-wing fanatics like Jeff Zucker of CNN. These monstrous left-wing fanatics who have the same mindset as the monsters in Hollywood. One mindset. One mindset only. That of their grandfather, the communist grandfather, who was probably a member of the ILGWU. Some fanatical street thugs who hated America from the day they set foot in it. And here their grandsons are rich beyond belief and they still hate America. And they will never say they hate America. They do it in other ways. They sneer at you. They put you down. They revile you. They hate your hot rods. They hate your car races. They hate the food that you eat. They hate the way you talk. They hate your children, the way you dress your children. They are the people who are instigating the mobs against you, in my opinion. But the question is, let's go to the election because it's all anyone cares about. Can Trump win? That's really all anyone asks me. The few people I actually talk with when I'm out there, and there aren't many, that I talk with, ask me only one question, whether it be in an elevator where someone recognizes me. Hey, Dr. Savage, what's going on with Trump? Hey, Dr. Savage, can Trump win? And my answer is, how would I know? I'm not God. But that's all that's on anyone's mind because they're terrified of what's coming. If the most corrupt woman in modern American history wins, maybe the most corrupt woman in history, how is she different than Imelda Marcos? People compared her with Evita Perón, because I said it a year ago. But she's not a Peronista. She's closer to Imelda Marcos in terms of personal corruption. Evita Perón was a power mad woman, it is true. But I don't think she robbed the Treasury to feather her own nest. Imelda Marcos was a power mad woman and corrupt. That, I think, is a closer analogy to what you're going to get. So the difference between Hillary and Angela Merkel is only in name only. 855. Oh, look at this. Trump calls Hillary America's Merkel. Who is reading whose emails here? I can't believe this. I just said that. And Trump is giving a speech where he called her that. Is somebody listening to my show who works for Trump and texting him some of my statements? Because I'm not listening to his speech and repeating what he's saying, believe me. Somebody must be texting him from my show. That's a great line. Trump just called Hillary America's Merkel. So he and I, either he and I or whoever it is who's monitoring my show do. Let's go to some of the callers. 855-407-282 is the phone number. Two topics, Trump and the riots. Trump and the riots. Let us begin on WJR in Detroit. Bruce, line 5, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I'm an American that happens to be black. Hillary Clinton does not have the black vote. I am sick and tired of the liberal media saying that she's got the black vote sewn up. I look at Hillary Clinton as she placates black people. She tells us what we want to hear. She makes fun of us, telling them she carries a bottle of hot sauce, and I don't feel no way is tired. I am so sick of people believing this rhetoric that she's spreading. So I'm telling
you. But Bruce, forget your race. You're an educated man, aren't you?
Yes.
How in the world have so many, I don't know if it's millions of people wound up like that that we see in Milwaukee, where he white get him? How did that happen?
I believe it started with the president. He's not shutting this down. He's setting the tone.
So you think it all goes to the fish rots from the head down?
Yes.
And that Obama is rotting the nation out because he's rotten at his core.
I totally agree with that. I do. I just wish that we would wake up. I support Trump. I used to vote Democrat, but I am a Trump supporter to the core.
All right. I'm just going to take calls without any comment. The normal fare in talk radio is you take a call and you repeat what the caller said to fill up airspace. Then you either agree or disagree with the caller and you milk it for another 30 seconds. Then you have the caller repeat himself. That's another 30 seconds. Then again, you repeat what you just said and milk it for another 30. And then you sell a book or a wig or a pair of shoes or a ticket to Disneyland. But I'm not going to do that. I just want to hear what you have to say. I just want to hear what you have to say. It's Trump. WABC, John, what's your opinion of Trump?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just wanted to speak about Trump. I think he went into the election just to make connections and to better himself business-wise, and I think that he's decided that...
Well, here's the problem with that conspiracy theory. It's actually cost him a fortune. He's lost many franchises. He's lost connections. He's not gained any. So I think that theory is wrong, plain wrong.
Yeah, but I think he's at this point that he can make more money in the private sector than he can in the government sector, and he's going to keep himself out of trouble because he needs.
But he could have made more money in the private sector by not entering the political race. Do you remember what happened with NBC? Do you remember what happened? They took the pageant away from him. You know, people are boycotting his golf clubs because they're monstrous progs. So, I mean, the opposite is true. He's actually losing money, not gaining money. You know, if you could say, yeah, he's going to profit from it, I would agree with you. But the only one who's profited from her time in politics is you-know-who. How about the hundreds of millions of dollars that Hillary Clinton steered to her husband and the Clinton Foundation? What do you think about that?
I think that it's pretty bad. Hillary's pretty bad, and I think that if Donald's not beating her totally...
Okay, so who are you going to vote for come that election day? When you go in that booth, who are you voting for?
I was a Democrat, and I became an independent because of Trump. But right now, every time he says something, he seems like he's just trying to rattle everybody's cages. He's saying...
No, you're not alone in that observation. And you'll have an opportunity to perhaps say that again Wednesday when he joins us here on the Savage Nation. That's why I let you on the show. This is amazing because that caller was typical of many. who came over to Trump and now are moving away from him. They don't know what to do. Are you one of them? I'll be right back. All right, so it's talk radio, and we're talking about the election, and we're talking about Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton. Fine. That's all anyone cares about right now. We're getting near the election. I would like once in my life to have an intelligent progressive call the show. No screaming, no yelling, with one question answered. You're going to answer it. I'm not going to even challenge you. Here's the question. What is it about Hillary Clinton that you would look forward to should she be president? Tell me what exactly it is that you think is going to happen that would be great for America. What will Hillary Clinton do, this corrupt woman who has steered hundreds of millions of dollars to her husband or her husband's foundation? What do you think will happen that would be good for America? I'd like you to actually think about it. See, most of you are for her because you're against Trump. You're in principle against him because he's rich and he's white. That's the main reason you hate him. No other reason. Now, he stands for something. He said he'll build a wall with Mexico. Whether he'll actually do it, I don't know. He said he'll stop bringing in Muslims from these countries of hotbeds of terrorism. I don't know how anybody could argue with that. Europe is trying to close their borders. Why shouldn't we? I mean, common sense would say that that makes sense. But put Trump aside. Will one progressive please call 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, and explain to the listeners of this show across America what it is you are looking forward to if Hillary Clinton becomes president. That's what a talk show should be doing. I'd like to hear it. Because for the life of me, I don't know how you don't know what she's going to do. And if you do know what she's going to do, how can that be good for the country? She's not an unknown quantity. Look what she did for 8 years as co-president. Look what she did as Secretary of State. She destroyed Libya. She destroyed Syria. She unleashed a flood of refugees from Africa and Syria into Europe, which is now threatening to be engulfed in the flames of this invasion. How can in the world can you not understand the danger she poses to your own country? Are you just sheeple who are saying anyone but Trump? All right, we'll see if we get somebody. Two topics, that and the riots in Milwaukee. Where's Obama during the rioting? Many don't know whites were targeted and beaten up. Loretta Lynch has not said one word. Many don't know that the guy who was shot was armed. He had a gun with a long rap sheet. Many don't know that the cop who shot him is a black officer, which apparently matters. And that's because of the vermin in the media who have kept you blind and are pushing a false narrative once again. 855-400-7282. Let's take a quick call. FTW in Florida. Rich, 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, the main reason that Trump's buying at the moment is there was a fundraising gap. He's already spent $200 million-plus on attack ads to all the major markets. The RNC and Trump have spent virtually nothing. Last month, Trump raised $80 million as compared to Hillary's $90 million. So they've closed the fundraising gap, but it'll take time to get that money in the system and start running ads against her.
Well, when will they start running the ads, though? They're waiting, what, for after Labor Day?
Well, it takes time to get this ship moving because there was no money to begin with. Trump had like $25 million in change in the bank as recently as a month and a half ago. Okay, now he's got $80 million and the contributions are flowing in.
Well, you're right. I mean, it is well known that money is the mother's milk of politics, and basically they can distort reality through advertising. I think it's time for Trump to start running the ads, don't you?
Oh, he will, but an even bigger point, 14 million people voted for Trump. If you assume that they all contributed to that $80 million last month, Trump voters gave Trump $5 and change. That ain't going to work. Okay, until they start pulling out 10, 20, 50, or Benjamin, he's still going to be...
All right. The man makes a good point. Money, money, money. Advertising, advertising, advertising. Can Trump still win? Wisconsin riots. Where's Obama and the Attorney General on the hate crimes? Because whites were targeted. He, white, beat him. Where is Loretta Lynch, who threatened us if we even looked at a Muslim the wrong way? Oh, incidentally, the two imams who were shot in Brooklyn, remember that story that came and went? The minute the sketch showed that he wasn't white, they dropped the story, New York Post.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
And I mean up every white person. Wake up every white person. And I mean up.
It's sad because, you know, this will happen because they're not helping the black community. Like, you know, the rich people, they got all this money and they're not, like, you know, trying to give us none.
Man, no white person come down, Sherman. He white.
Black power in this motherfucker, man.
Who they just beat up, bro? Now, see, this ain't on the clip. I think they just beat some white ass for no reason. They bust her window and everything.
Black power! 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 Black power!
Very nice, very nice. Here's the product of 8 years of the first African-American president. This is the product. Here it is. The progeny of Obama. There it is. And then not one statement was made by him over the weekend. He didn't come away from his ice cream or his golf or fundraising or whatever he's really doing up there. He could have given a speech from the Oval Office saying this rioting is wrong. And we want it stopped. And if anyone attacks anyone because of their race, they're going to be facing the full strength of the federal government. We will arrest you and charge you with a hate crime. You'll go to jail for life. Loretta Lynch, who threatened us if we looked at a Muslim the wrong way, has yet to be heard from, even though they were targeting white people, pulling them out of cars. He white beat him. And then there's the issue of Trump all over again, which is, can he win? What does he have to do to win? He will be with us on the Savage Nation on Wednesday. And I did invite progressives to call the show. We have a young woman, I think she's, I don't know how old she, doesn't matter, from Washington on MAL. I asked you, why would you vote for Hillary? What is she going to bring to America that you think we need? Because for the life of me, I can't understand it. I could see an honest Democrat. I could see a Democrat who respected the nation's laws and the Constitution. I could see a Democrat who was not up to her eyeballs in the alligators of corruption. How could you vote for her? I don't understand it. And Rosh Hashanah's calling from Washington on MAL. You have the floor. Give it to us, please.
Okay. First of all, Hillary is the most experienced. She's the most qualified candidate that we've ever had.
Hold it. That's, first of all, not what I asked you. I asked you to tell me what she's going to bring to America that we need.
She's
going to
bring integrity.
I'm sorry. Ma'am, please, you got to put the notes down that are being put in front of you and tell me what you think she will bring to the office that we need.
There's no notes being put in front of me.
I mean, please, could you stop? Can you start again? What is she going to bring to the presidency that this nation needs as a simple question?
She's going to bring someone who has integrity, someone who has respect for others.
Wait a minute, ma'am. What world do you live in? She has integrity? You don't know anything about the Clinton cash? You know nothing about the hundreds of millions of dollars that were funneled into the Clinton Foundation for favors that she gave out so her husband could give speeches for nearly $1 million each? That doesn't bother you?
Let's deal with reality. None of that has been proven. She's made mistakes.
What do you mean none of that's been proven? You're too dumb to read?
I read and I understand, but...
Wait, hold it. What are your sources of information, Shoshana?
I have several sources, several information. I not only listen to the news, I always read the newspaper.
So you read the newspaper and listen to the news.
Yes, I do.
That's not a wide range of information, Shoshana.
How do you get your information?
Oh, by reading hundreds of different sources a day.
A plethora of sources. Yes, I do.
You know, I can hardly hear you. Could you please speak up or stop on the speakerphone? Something's wrong with you.
I read a...
Where are you speaking from? A Clinton phone bank? Where are you? That's all. Okay, go back to the rioting. You're needed in Milwaukee. Shoshana's needed in Milwaukee right now. Just this. Okay, so she gave me an answer. She's voting for Hillary because of her integrity and experience. Where do you get your information from? I watch the news and I read the newspapers. Well, they're 100% for Clinton. What do you mean you watch the news? Have you seen the news do anything but support her? Have any of the news sources reported the Clinton cash? Have any of them reported on the hundreds of millions of dollars funneled into that thing called the Clinton Foundation because of her? No. Not one word about it. So she's watching agitprop. She's reading the propaganda put out by the government media complex. And she represents tens of millions of people. Is there another progressive out there, perhaps someone with an intelligence quotient above 90, someone who actually graduated high school, who reads widely, who could tell me why they would vote for Hillary Clinton? Could we have a conversation, please? It would be important for America for us to communicate. I'd like to actually have a dialogue. You know I'm not for her because I think she's too corrupt for the office. I believe she belongs in prison. I believe she will destroy America completely by... I'll give you one reason why. Forget the corruption for 1 minute. She wants to bring in hundreds of thousands of Syrian Muslim refugees to America. Can anyone listening to this show tell me that amongst them there will not be terrorists? Do you want to be the one to volunteer for that suicide mission? Can anyone tell me why we need Syrian Muslim refugees? Can anyone tell me why Obama is not building refugee resettlement camps in Syria itself? The hundreds of millions of dollars, the billions of dollars, rather, that are being stolen. And by the way, I'll disclose for you which corporations are making the money on this resettlement. You're not going to believe it. Many of them are run by Republicans, in case you think I'm biased. They could be resettled instead in their own country. Secure communities could have been built in Syria for them. They would not have to stay in Europe. They would not have to come over to America. And so when the war is over, the civil war is over, they can stay in their own country and go to their own homes. This is unheard of. It's never been seen in human history that several million refugees pour out of a country and are taken in by another country and stay there forever. Do you know that Merkel destroyed Germany by accepting 1.5 million refugees? Do you know what that's done to Germany? You know Germany will never ever be Germany again unless she is taken out and thrown in prison. Do you know who Merkel is? Do you have any idea what her background is? She's a former Eastern European communist who has long desired to destroy her own country. But that's too complicated for the average listener. Hillary Clinton is part of the same globalist mentality. And these true believers like Shoshana don't understand that they are the target of this immigration wave. They're the losers. These billions of dollars that are being spent to bring in Muslims, you think it's going to benefit them? Here is a story related to this story that I must tell you about. I saw it this morning, Shoshana, in a newspaper you may have heard of in Washington, entitled called the Washington Post. I'm sure that you occasionally see it in a newspaper machine. But actually, if you actually bought one, you could read this article, Inside the Administration's $1 Billion Deal to Detain Central American Asylum Seekers. As Central Americans surged across the U.S. border 2 years ago, the Obama administration skipped the standard public bidding process, Shoshana, and agreed to a deal that offered generous terms to Corrections Corporation of America, the nation's largest prison company, to build a massive detention facility for women and children seeking asylum. The four-year, $1 billion contract, details of which have not been previously disclosed, Shoshana, has been a boom for CCA, which, in an unusual arrangement, gets the money regardless of how many people are detained at the facility. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? The Corrections Corporation of America is paid for 100% capacity, even if the facility is, say, half full, as it has been in recent months. Do you understand what this means? Do you know who the executives are who run CCA? Do you know who they are and what they are? Well, look into it, and you'll find out that Obama is the most corrupt president in American history. Hillary will be even more corrupt. Let's go to the next call. Linda on WABC on the topic of where you're on the air.
Oh, the ancient Egyptians had it right. But when the agricultural season was over, they put people to work on pyramids and other public works projects. We should not have unemployment. These people are bored, and they're looking for excitement.
Wait, would that include wait a minute, are you crazy? You're saying put them into a slave labor camp?
No, put them to work on public works projects. has to be a level of work that they have to do in order to get their unemployment.
Well, when you say they, who do you mean by they? Are you talking about they? Who are the they?
All the young people that are unemployed and have nothing else to do but riot.
Well, would that include the Justin Bieber fans?
Anyone who's unemployed has to do some kind of
work. No, I'm saying, is it limited to a certain race, or would it include white trash as well?
Any trash. Not even trash. I take that back. Just people who have nothing to do, and that's why they do what they do.
Would that include white males over 50 who are retired and have nothing to do but play golf? Should they be forced to build pyramids?
Age limit. I'm not sure if 50 or 60, but these young 20.
Oh, no, no. What about a man 50 who's worked for a minimal amount of years in a civil service job and then is a bum the rest of his life? Should he be forced to build pyramids?
No. Someone over 50, I leave alone as long as he can support himself. If he can't support himself, he can teach young children to read, sit in a library or some other open building and teach them the letters of the alphabet. There's always something you can do.
Well, what do you have to teach them the letters of the alphabet? They only need to know 30 words of English. They got to know the F word. If you can conjugate the F word 30 different ways, why do you need to have a vocabulary? If you can say F 100 different ways, what do you need a vocabulary for? That's the language of the streets, isn't it? All right, I get the point. No, we can't have slave labor. 855-400-7282. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. Main question I don't want to lose focus is, can Trump still win? What does he have to do to win? Because it's a long way from over. That's number one. But the number two issue is, I'm asking progressives to call who are going to vote for Hillary and explain what they think she's going to do for the country that we need. So you're going to probably hear someone call and say, well, the economy was great under Bill Clinton. We want that back. Things were good. Well, someone wrote this. It was Kevin D. Williamson in the National Review when he wrote, maybe you think that Bill Clinton can turn around the U.S. economy because, as Mrs. Clinton insists, quote, he knows how to do it. Williamson writes, if he does, why didn't he tell President Obama? Which I think summarizes it all. Because if you actually study the economy under Bill Clinton, you'll find out it was a continuation of the Reagan era, which was a continuation of the Carter era. Moreover, the bigger macro picture is that presidents are not really in charge of the economy. People don't know that. But let's put that aside. There's another issue that I think is very important. Over the weekend, a leader of a Queens mosque and his associate were executed as they were walking home from services Saturday afternoon in the streets of Brooklyn. 2 p.m., mosque on Glenmore Avenue, two in the afternoon. A gunman appears on the corner of Liberty Avenue and 79th Street in Brooklyn and shoots them in the back of the head. Right away, CAIR, that race-hating organization, jumps out and says they're certain it was a hate crime. Well, the next day, a sketch was released of the suspect who shot and killed an imam and his associate. He was not a white man. He was not a black man. He looks very much like a Pakistani or a Bangladeshi. In fact, last night they arrested the suspect. Have you noticed that the story has been dropped by the New York Daily News, the New York Post, the New York Times, and all of the news outlets? The minute the perpetrator was not seen as a white man, it was no longer a story worthy of publication because it couldn't agitate you into hatred or anger. You understand how sick the media is? You know the old story, if it bleeds, it leads. If it burns, it earns. Do you see any greater example of how sick these people are in the media? That the minute the sketch was released of the suspect who shot the imam in Ozone Park, Queens, the minute it was no longer seen as something they could fan the flames of hatred with, they dropped the story. Now, they've arrested a suspect. I'd love to find out who the suspect is. But the NYPD under the communist mayor, I should say the corrupt communist mayor, Bill de Blasio, will not release any information about the shooter. He's letting the subtext of a hate crime fester in the air of New York, because de Blasio is Obama's cousin with that regard. Phone number is 855-407-282. Stephen Detroit says Hillary's great for America, and he's going to tell us why. Go ahead, Steve. Fire away.
You know, Mike, she's going to do everything the international world banks want, you know. And by doing that, they're not going to lash out at America and cause a recession. And America will become great again.
Boy, that's a pretty blanket statement. How come they haven't done that for her friend in arms, Obama, since he's tied in with the international bankers that you claim Hillary's tied in with?
Well, I think she's in bed a little bit more than him.
You think she's in bed? Why is she in bed with the bankers more? What gives you that idea?
Well, they pay her $500,000 to give talks, so I know she's going to...
So you're not offended by the fact that she's feathering her family's nest in her official capacity as when she was Secretary of State? That corruption doesn't matter?
Not if it's good for America.
So you would take a criminal as long as the criminal's good for America?
Yep.
Would you take a Mussolini if he said he could make the trains run on time again? Or he could drain the post-swamp? Would you elect Mussolini?
Not necessarily. I am Italian, though.
At least you got a good sense of humor. Thank God I heard you laugh. You took a deep breath. At least you could laugh. That's the You know, this is the problem. No one laughs anymore. It's like a civil war going on in this country between husband and wife and sister and brother. You know, poor and rich, middle and rich. It's unbelievable, but at least you could laugh. So you would take a Mussolini, even though you're Italian.
If Trump gets in office, I believe the International World Bank is going to lash out and cause a big recession.
It's hard to say what they're liable to do. We do know that the international banks, the World Bank in particular, is tied in deeply with the most corrupt man on earth, which is George Soros. So I fear, by the way, what you are saying. I would be a fool to argue otherwise. The powers in the world are liable to punish Trump in ways we could never imagine. Isn't that what you're saying?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for being intelligent. That's all I ask for. The Thinking Man's Talk Radio caller.
Savage.
What causes riots are failed liberal urban policies in these ghettos, like Milwaukee. Milwaukee has inescapable poverty. They have failing public schools. The K-12 public school system here, there's only two school systems that are worse, Cleveland and Detroit. You have massive black unemployment. I think the black unemployment rate in Milwaukee is 32%. You have dysfunctional families. You have father absent homes. You have questionable lifestyle choices. Those are the ingredients for a riot.
That's the great Sheriff David Clark on what causes the riots, and of course he's blaming the liberal urban policies. I can't argue with him on that one. But I want to go back to Trump versus Clinton, because the last caller provoked thought, which is, to me, the greatest part of talk radio is learning something, forcing me to think. So he said that Clinton would be better for the economy. He doesn't care if she's a crook. That's what he basically said. He was very matter-of-fact about it. He cares only about America, because he's saying, you know, she's so tied into the international banking system that America will do better under her than under Trump. So that leads me to think that the only way Trump can come out of this hole right now, come from behind as the underdog, is to focus on the economy. Remember, when he first appeared on the scene, he not only talked about building the wall and banning Muslims, he also said that I'm a businessman. I'm a successful businessman. Remember? I'm worth $10 billion. I built it on my own. Everyone liked that. In fact, one of my previous books I wrote, Run America Like a Business. And we all wanted a very successful businessman to take over instead of a career politician, especially a corrupt one. So I would say that if Trump wants to pull out of this, underdog state he's in, he should refocus on the economy only and stop everything else. Talk only about his life as a businessman. Show what he started with, how he built on his father's fortune. Talk about that narrative and talk about what he's going to do for you, the American citizen, as a businessman. show how by belt tightening and forcing people to go off welfare and go to work like Bill Clinton did, he could even triangulate her. He could even say, instead of attacking her, if I were advising him, which I'm not because they don't listen to me, he could say to the audiences, look, I want to congratulate Hillary Clinton on one thing, and that is the fact that her husband had a great work-to-welfare program, which worked very well. And when I become president, I'm going to reinstitute the Clinton-era work-to-welfare program. That would sort of take a lot of wind out of her sails. See, this is what I would recommend, that he stop shooting wildly all over the map, all of his guns. He's got to silence some of his deck guns. He's got to focus his cannons, so to speak. It's as though he's a battleship, and he has, in the old days, you know, they had the guns, the big 16-inch guns. Imagine the USS Missouri, right? Try to picture that. They had these huge batteries of monstrous 16-inch shells, 16-inch guns, three turrets of those, I think two in the front, one in the rear. Then they had smaller weapons on the side, etc. Trump is like a battleship that has all of his guns going off at once in all directions. And people cannot follow the direction of his campaign. I think he needs to decide what direction he's going to take and focus all of his guns in one direction. That's what I'm saying. And I don't think that ship is in the hands of a very good admiral right now. And I don't mean him. I keep saying he was much better off before the Republican Party forced these advisors down his throat. Because there's no question in my mind that's what's happened. As a very, very skilled outside observer, I noticed a distinct change in Donald Trump's, not only his approach, but his popularity. Once the, quote, Republican establishment got a hold of him and decided to run his campaign for him. And that's what's happened here. It's as though Bob Dole is running his campaign. Because Bob Dole is running his campaign, incidentally. I like Bob Dole. He was a certified war hero, but he's not a man of our time. He's not a man for our times. That's the problem right now. So let's go to you. WJR, Donnie, tell us why you are going to vote for Hillary.
The reason I'm going to vote for Hillary, she's going to do what's been needed done for 200 years.
Did anyone hear what he said? He had a fit. She's going to put the A-bomb back in the reins? Donnie, I know you just had a meltdown because, let's see, what day of the month is the 15th? The meds go out, I think, on the... They should have arrived by now, Donnie. The government meds should have arrived. I can't apologize for the Health and Human Services. They're probably a day late. I realize it's the 15th and your 2-week supply ran out. But hang in there, Donnie. It's only another day that the government meds will arrive and you will feel better again. I don't know what he said. Does anyone know what he just said? Jim, Robert, did you hear it? Oh, it was fun. I wish I could have heard it. He got hysterical? Okay. That's the story. 855-407-282. What it says on the board is he said that he's going to vote for her because she will stop racial fighting and the refugees will help the economy. Donnie, I'm sorry to tell you, but most refugees don't work. The highest percentage of people on welfare are refugees. They don't work. They come here, they're lifers. They will never work. They're worse than government employees. Okay, my friends. I think we're going to move on. So let's play a little bit more sound. We need to get the Looney Tunes ready. And if I say get Looney Tunes ready, does anyone out there know what's coming? You know the show by now. We're halfway through the program, a little bit more than halfway. I'm going to take a seventh inning stretch right now. When I say get out the Looney Tunes sound back, you know what's coming. It's none other than Nancy Pelosi in clip one.
We want to learn more. Just, I would have liked us to have been able to fully capture the hackers before it became public knowledge that they were hacking. But nonetheless, I think it's very clear. I know for sure it is the Russians. I've said that at the convention 2 weeks ago. And we are assessing the damage.
How could you vote for a party that has vilified Russia and the Russians so severely, trying to provoke a third world war? How can any progressive out there who is anti-war, and I have to believe many of you are sincerely pacifists and anti-war, How could you vote in a party that is constantly poking the Russian bear and wants war with Russia, whether it be, a proxy war in the Ukraine? Why would you vote for a party that has antagonized a nuclear-armed Russia over and over and over again when they don't threaten us in any direct way? How can a progressive who's anti-war want a war? I don't understand you. You're not thinking this through. On that level alone, Trump would be better because he said he could do business with Putin. Why is Putin suddenly the worst man on the planet? What has he done to you as an American to make you hate him? For years, they were our ally. The Cold War was over. Then along came this along came this community organizer with no foreign policy experience whatsoever. A dunce. A zero. He may as well wear a pointy hat from an insane asylum when it comes to foreign policy. In fact, if you go back to when the dunce was first elected, his weakest point was foreign policy because he was only a local community agitator. John McCain could have beaten him. Do you remember that? Because McCain had kind of the gravity of a mature statesman, for whatever that means, the lunatic that he is. He was weak on foreign policy. Now, anyone can learn foreign policy. It's a quick read. You can learn it pretty quickly. You get some good advisors. You share a schnapps with Kissinger. You let him mumble a little bit. He gives you the mumbo jumbo. You think you're in the room with the genius. When he actually says very little, he goes on and on with the mumbling, and you think you learned something. Then you get the Foreign Policy for Dummies book. And within one night's reading, you just stop watching television for one night, and you read Foreign Policy for Dummies, and you're a genius on foreign policy. So but what I'm saying is, God, that was his weakness. So because of this agitator in the White House, now suddenly every Democrat sees Russia as a villain and an enemy and no good. Where can this lead? Do you know that the Russians are now building underground nuclear silos? Did you know that? While we are dismantling our nuclear arsenal under the psycho in the White House, they are building underground bunkers for their leadership. Do you understand what this man is doing to the world? And I don't mean Putin. I mean the madman with the dunce cap in Martha's Vineyard eating an ice cream cone or raising money. Okay, my friends, Trump has to focus on the economy, and he has to focus on his abilities as a businessman. And what's interesting is the Hillary camp knows that that's his strength. So they try to attack him saying he's not worth $10 billion, he's not worth this, he's got this. Remember they tried to get him on the Trump University thing? Remember that fizzled? They got a few students who didn't become billionaires and sued him. That didn't go anywhere. No one cared. Because everyone figured they were losers who couldn't get anywhere anyway. So they dropped that. So they try to run him down on his business acumen. But, to me, as an outsider, all I got to do is say, how many buildings in America have the name Clinton on them? None. How many buildings in America have the name Trump on them? Many. I'm very impressed with buildings that have the man's name on it. Let me tell you why. Do you know how hard it is to build in Manhattan? Raise your hand if you know anything about construction. Well, most of you don't. So let's put it to you this way. If you live in a white, lily-white suburb, and you want to put up a fence, let's say a simple thing like a fence, you have to go to some schmuck in a homeowners association who has nothing better to do than tell you to redesign your fence. Then you have to go to a schmuck in the county or the town, another loser who doesn't even live in the town, who tells you to do this on the fence, do that on the fence, don't do this, make sure there's this concrete, that concrete, make sure the fence is made of wood. This is what you have to go through to build a fence in a white suburban. Now, try to imagine what it's like to buy a block of apartments in Manhattan when they were, let's say, four stories high or six, get the tenants out, get the approvals to knock down those buildings after buying off the tenants, raise the buildings, that's R-A-Z for those of you who are from Brooklyn, raise the buildings, and then to construct a high-rise of any number of stories. Now you have to deal with all of New York's unions. If you've seen movies about New York and Scungili, you will understand that not a pound of concrete is poured unless you know how to talk to the people who control the concrete that comes into that city. Now, on top of that, as we learned on this show, because a man in the concrete business once called from WABC, I didn't know this myself, and I tend to try to be as knowledgeable as I can about the things that I discuss. He said, Michael, do you know how complicated it is to get concrete poured in Manhattan? He said, I'm a concrete contractor, and I've worked on some of Trump's buildings. He said, all the concrete is mixed, I think he said in Astoria or somewhere outside of Manhattan, obviously. And it's fresh. Concrete has to be kept turning, as you see the big trucks going by in the highway. There's a reason for it. It has to get to Manhattan on time, and within a certain small window of time, through traffic and this and that. The skids have to be put up. The concrete has to be poured within a certain amount of time. The crew has to be ready. And he said Donald Trump basically was in charge of all of that orchestration for many of these buildings. I think these are the things, it's the details that America needs to learn about Donald Trump that have been lost along the way. And if you're in the concrete business, or in the plumbing union, or the electrical union, or the glass union, or the drywall union, and you've built any of Trump's buildings, and you want to comment about what it takes to build a building in New York, and why this is a testament to the greatest businessman that we currently have in America, I'd like you to call the show. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Getting some pretty good response to the issue of Trump. Can he still win and what does he have to do? And he will be with us on this show on Wednesday, by the way, and so I think you should mark your calendars because it'll be a very important interview. I have not heard from him for a while. I think his advisors put him on every other show imaginable, marginal shows that you couldn't believe with very small audiences. I won't even name them. God, good luck to all of them. You know, there's a huge day part in the big world. Everyone's entitled to a little bit of the pie, but, you know, you're the audience that put him where he is. I said, yeah, come on. What do you want to say to them? That he's never coming back? So he'll be here on Wednesday, and I'd like you to send me some questions tomorrow. Let's do that. I don't want to do that right now. Also, I have to tell you that I just got my first copy of Scorched Earth. It'll be arriving for me tomorrow. Just came off the press. I will share it with you on Facebook tomorrow. I may even do a little video of it to encourage you to go out and buy a copy for yourself before it comes out, so we can make some waves with regard to what needs to be done before the election. Let's go to WABC in New York. Frank, you are a carpenter, and you know Donald Trump, is that correct?
Yeah, I met him plenty of times. I'm in one of the locals, and I'm from Jersey City, and, you know, it's crazy. This guy walks through a building, nobody even says anything to him. He doesn't say boo to anybody. You know, he says, how you doing? You know, shake a couple hands here and there. And these people were dancing in the streets, these subhumans, when those buildings came down.
Wait, hold it, sir. We're going all over the map. I asked you to call about construction. Have you built buildings with him or not?
For him, not with him.
All right, so what's your main point? He's not a nice guy? Is that what you were saying?
My main point is he's a decent human being, but we're being told by the unions, Hillary, you got to vote for Hillary.
Oh, you mean as a union worker, they're all telling you what to do, but you're not required. It's called secret voting in America. You're not living in Iraq where they know who you vote for. So who are you going to vote for as a New York carpenter, Frank?
Of course, Trump.
Why?
Because he's a businessman, and he's making things work, and that's the way it is.
All right, that's what I'm trying to say. And again, I think that if Trump refocused on the economy and his career as a successful businessman, I mean, if I were advising his campaign at this late state where he's in sort of sputtering, it's like his plane is sputtering and he's not in a tailspin, but it's sputtering like my old Jaguar. I love that car dearly, but every time I drive it, my heart pounds. I'm thinking I better have the cell phone number of the Jag mechanic. If he wants to stop it from sputtering, he should focus on his greatest strength, which is that as a businessman who will run America as a business, fixing the economy that Obama broke, end the runaway inflation, and also create jobs, and stay with that. The average American doesn't really care about Muslims, and they don't really care about immigrants as much as you may think. The average person cares only about bread and butter issues. It's been true from the beginning of time, going back to ancient Rome. I'll be back for another big hour right here on the Savage Nation. Thanks for listening.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
So what's the point of my playing that in the middle of this political stuff? Well, what do I know? Because there's a lot more to life than politics, that's why. And art sustains us as human beings, which is why the radical Islamists have to be crushed like the cockroaches that they are. Anyone who is anti-art has to be crushed off the planet. Do you know that they don't let you paint? They destroy statues and figures, and they destroy instruments. They blow bands up. How could you not understand the danger of bringing more of them into this country? Now you say, wait a minute, Savage. How could you jump to the fact that the terrorists are just like all Muslims? Well, I didn't say that, but you know, I have a couple of questions for you about all Muslims. How many of them own dogs? You say, well, what does that have to do with anything? We're a dog-loving nation. Why would you bring in people who detest dogs, hate dogs, and mistreat dogs? Which they do. It's inherent in their culture. Did you know that? Moreover, well, I could go down the list, but you're talking about a cultural clash that can never be resolved. Ever. I don't care if they lived here 1,000 years, they're not going to change their ways. Never. Now, if Hillary is elected, she wants to bring in millions of them. To me, that closes the case and the story over. And for those of you who are naive and think that bringing in refugees is going to increase the workforce, I would say you're nuts. You're totally nuts. Most refugees live on welfare and they don't work. Look at the data. Most immigrants coming here don't work. Look at the data. Look at the refugees that Obama's bringing in, for example. Mothers with small children from Honduras. Do they work? They're putting them in permanent refugee resettlement buildings built by Corrections Corporation of America with billion-dollar contracts. It's pure unadulterated corruption and greed. It's graft at the highest level. Same in Europe. The reason Sicily is letting in so many Africans is not because they love Africans. It's because the gangs in Sicily have figured that their country can drop dead. They don't care about it. They care about the billions of dollars they're making and the refugees that are flowing through Sicily. You really think that there's any loyalty to nations anymore at the highest levels? I got another guest coming for you. You're living in the romantic notions of the movies, of the Godfather, who was really a patriot, whose son Michael went into the military and was a real hero. He just happened to be in the rackets. Those days are long over. Those days are long over. Who actually is a patriot? Who loves America anymore? That's the question. I know many of us do. I'm still a Boy Scout. Why do I love America? Well, I'll tell you why. I never really got into this. Do it a minute or two while we're talking about why Trump appeals to me. I'm an immigrant son, and I'm very proud of that fact, that my family has, in several generations, skipped from a very low level to a very productive, high level of society. It doesn't mean I'm permitted into the highest levels of society in terms of social clubs and whatnot. I'm not looking for that. I don't get along with most people to begin with, whether they're rich or poor. I'd rather be alone. It's just the way I am. My mind is always working on something, or I'd rather be left alone meditating or looking at a tree or the sky or the bay or a dog or a bird than talk to a person. That really is how I rest. I zone out, in other words, on nature. So what I'm saying is we've done very well in America through extremely hard work and discipline. I could put it another way. Through self-denial and hard work, we've achieved a lot in this country. And that's because America has permitted us, through self-denial and hard work, to achieve a great deal. There are countries where no matter how much you self-deny and how hard you work, you're going to get nowhere. Just look at Africa. Most countries in Africa, these people don't have a chance. From birth to death, 100 generations, nobody can make a move. So America's always been a land of opportunity. And you look at the ghettos, like the ones that's on fire in Wisconsin, you have to ask yourself, how is it that so many people don't understand the opportunity that awaits them in this country, especially with the affirmative action rules and laws and companies bending over backwards to hire minorities. Why are these people burning their own neighborhoods down? Well, I'll let you figure it out because it's too big a problem really for us to discuss on talk radio any further than we've already discussed. I want to get refocused back to I love America, why I love America, why I'm still a Boy Scout, and why I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. Because he is the last great hope, in my opinion, as bumbling as he may be. His campaign is obviously in trouble. Notice last week, when the polls were showing his campaign was in trouble, many of us said, oh, come on, those polls are all false. That's not true. It's all biased. And then we wake up over the weekend, and his own team leaders, like Manafort, are out there saying, well, his poll numbers are terrible, but we're going to come back. And that was very, very interesting to me. Why would his own campaign chief, Paul Ukraine Manafort, why would Paul Ukraine Manafort come out and admit his poll numbers were down? What to what benefit is that? A campaign manager always tries to put the best spin on something. It seems to me that his manager, Manafort, put the worst spin on the worst polls. But let's assume for a moment that the polls are accurate, including some reliable polls, and that Trump is in trouble. So the question is, as I repeat myself again, can he still win, and what must he do to win? And I think in the last 2 hours, I arrived at the conclusion, after speaking with my very smart audience, that he needs to focus his campaign, number one, and stop doing a broad-based attack on everything around them. And two, he should focus almost specifically on the economy. Make it a bread-and-butter campaign. How is he going to improve Robert and Jim's life, the guys who I'm looking at on Skype right now? Robert's a young guy, recently married, God bless him. He's starting out in life. He's got a young family. He's a board operator here in Dallas for Cumulus. He runs the Savage Nation board. You got Jim Verde taking your calls. He's an older guy. Which candidate might make their lives a little better? Would someone who taxes them, they're middle class. Would someone who increases, look at your paycheck, your pay stub. You want more deducted from your paycheck? That's what you're going to get from Hillary Clinton. She's got to pay for her big government program somehow. She's got to pay for her Central American immigrant somehow. She's got to pay for her Syrian refugee somehow. She's got to pay for her road job somehow. Guess who's going to pay for it? Oh, they say the rich will pay? Never. The real rich will never pay. Let me be very clear. They don't pay taxes to begin with, the real rich. You think they're paying real taxes? You think Warren Buffett really pays taxes? He even admitted he pays less than his secretary. So you think he's going to pay more now? So who do you think is going to pay for these big liberal programs? It's you, the middle class worker. Your paycheck will be smaller. Your deductions will be higher. So now let's turn around to Donald Trump. What do you think he can do? Forget the campaign. Let's say he's president. As a businessman, what could he actually do to make the economy better? That's a real question. How is he going to produce jobs, jobs, jobs? What's he going to do to produce jobs, jobs, jobs? I think he said he's going to do public works projects, like Hillary said, incidentally. I heard that 2 weeks ago. I almost fell out of my chair. He sounded like FDR Trump. He sounded like Franklin Delano Trump. He's going to build bridges, and he's going to build tunnels, he's going to build roadways. With what money? Well, okay, so here's the problem. Many of us are listening to it, and at this point, there's so many months of this garbage that we've given up, we don't even care anymore. That's the truth. So if you care to comment on the Trump issue, go ahead. The Milwaukee issue is a huge one. How there's been no hate crime charges by the Justice Department, how Obama has pretended it hasn't happened. These are big issues, by the way. Say goodbye to the blues. The road has finally taken you home. Where there ain't no more bad news. It's a long road to heaven, and it's a rough road to hell. It's a long road to heaven, and it's a rough, rough road to hell. There's a mystery awaiting us. What it is, no one can tell. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. The road is finally taking you where everything is going to be all right. You know, when I heard this in my car coming home from San Francisco, I took Friday off, as you know. I needed an R&R day. You know, I really resent people who go on my Facebook. How dare you take another day off, Savage? How dare you take a day off? I had a right to one of them. Don't you have a vacation? Don't you go on vacation? Well, so do I. But instead of taking long blocks, I take a day here and there. What's wrong with you people? What am I, a machine? So my day off was quite simple. I went to San Francisco, hung out in my apartment, had lunch, I think. I don't even know if I had lunch. I'm not going to talk about food. I'm not interested in it. I like to walk around and look at people. I like to look at the buildings. I like to look at the bridges. I like to look at the fog coming in or going out of the bay. I like to watch ships coming in and out. I like to walk along the waterfront. I like to buy a bread. I like to have a coffee. I like very, very simple things. I like to chat with a few guys I know who own restaurants. And, you know, I go up to a restaurant in North Beach, the Italian area, and I ask how's business. And, you know, one of them says to me, not as good as in the past. I said, why? He says, because the European tourists are not here this year. I said, really? Oh, why? He said, A, the economy is in shambles in Europe. Unemployment is very high. The dollar is very strong, and they're afraid to travel. I said, you know, I noticed the streets don't have the normal flow of euros. Normally, this time of year, you see shivering Germans in shorts, shivering in the fog. Fulfilling in real time Mark Twain's famous statement that I never spent a colder winter than a summer in San Francisco. And I used to love being in my overcoat and scarf and cap walking around the city with the fog billowing about in August and seeing the shivering Germans in particular, because the way their blonde hair stood up on their legs, there was something very appealing to me about that. No, it's the little things that make life interesting. But the Germans are not here. There are hardly any Germans. There are hardly any French. So that's one thing I observe by talking to people who actually make a living in the real world of the streets of San Francisco. Beautiful city. I love the city. The most beautiful. It really is so beautiful if you actually can suspend your contempt for the liberals who have destroyed it with the bums and the needles in the parks and things like that. And you can suspend the corruption of the people who run it. If you can suspend your observation of the graft that leaves the streets broken and their pockets overflowing with gold, and just look at the beauty of the city, then you can live in San Francisco, which I do. So then on the way home, there was a heavy fog coming out of San Francisco. When I say heavy fog, I mean heavy, heavy, heavy fog. So I'm coming up over the Golden Gate Bridge into the highlands of Marin, the headlands really, into the tunnel. And I turn on my fog lights because you can really see nothing in front of you. And I'm blaring the stereo. And I catch this Say Goodbye to the Blues by Walter Trout. And did you ever get a song in a car that touches you and you feel yourself moving to something you never heard? Well, it was this blues guy, Walter Trout, who I'd never really heard of. It was his testimonial to B.B. King. It was so touching because he was talking about that the man has died and his blues are gone. It was like, wow, that was really amazing. And you realize the commonality of all of us, black, white, gay, straight. It doesn't matter who we are, except the ISIS. They're not humans. They're subhumans. They're not in the human family. They feel nothing that we feel. They don't believe in anything we believe in. They hate art. They hate poetry. They hate science. They hate literature. They hate women. They hate dogs. They hate Christians. They hate Jews. They hate Buddhists. They hate Hindus. They hate everybody on earth. They have no place in the family of man. They even hate Muslims, by the way. So I'm listening to this, and I hear the universality of the guitar and how they touched me, in this, how the song touched me, where there ain't no more bad news, and how B.B. King is now in a place where there's no blues. It was very beautiful. And then I come back to reality as I pop out of the tunnel, and there's no fog on the other side, and you turn off the fog lights, and you're basically back into reality. And then I realize the world is so full of confusion and hate that there's little room for art and music. And I'll be back to talk about this on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
You know, we really haven't gotten into the rioting and the burning and the racist beatings in Wisconsin. And there's not a word from Obama, the liar, the phony, the fraud, the hater of police, the hater of... It's a shocking thing to think that in the middle of a city burning where they had to call out the National Guard, that this president, this impotent president who only has the hatred necessary for his opposition here in America and not for anything else. He doesn't even give a speech to the rioting blacks to stop it. and warn them that if they commit any more beatings of white people based on race, he's going to throw the Justice Department down on them and give them a real bad time, like they're going to go to jail for life. That could have stopped it. But he didn't say a word. Didn't that shock you? I kept waiting for him to do something. And Loretta Lynch, who threatened everybody, that if you even look at a Muslim a wrong way, if it hints at violence, they're going to knock you the ground with the Justice Department. Here they were targeting white people. It was an overt hate crime over and over again. Pulling them out of cars. He be white. He be white. He white. Get him. You didn't hear any of that? And, of course, the whole story was invented by Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, and the other lowest of low, because the guy who was shot had a gun, number one. That's on video. Number two, he had a long rap sheet. Number three, the cop who shot him was black. That was all left out of Jake Tapper's reports and Wolf Blitzer, so far as I know, in order to steam you up and stir up more hatred and rioting, hoping that the cities burn in order to get more ratings. That's how they work. And as I said, I'll say it over and over again. If a surgeon slips with a scalpel by accident, he faces not only a malpractice lawsuit, he could be disbarred from the medical world. He could have his license pulled. So why then are journalists, so-called, like Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, and the others, George Stephanopoulos, why are they not called up to the same community standards? Why are they not fined when they stir up riots by leaving certain things out of a report in order to stir and agitate mobs? Why are they not fined or thrown out of the news business when they take their roving cameras to the thugs in the street and basically ask them to do something illegal in order to get it on camera? Why are they not fined? Why is their network not fined? Why are there no rules for journalists? Why only for doctors and lawyers and others? Huh? You thought about that one? What a better country it would be if there were rules for these, quote, journalists. When I come back, why is Trump in trouble? Can he still win? And what would you advise him? He will be with us on Wednesday to talk about how we will fix the scorched earth policies of Obama.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage.
Inventors of the oppression of the white man. The innocent victims of the oppression of the white cop. But let me repeat again. The thug had a gun in his hand. It's on video. The cop who shot the thug was a black cop. Did Wolf Blitzer report that rotten, stinking Israeli agent? No, he didn't do it. Here is a man who should be taken and tried for crimes against humanity, in my opinion, for what he has done to this country. I told you he's the worst of all of them. You look at a guy like Jake Tapper and you know what he is. You know he's a weasel and you know he's of low intellect. But you look at a guy like Wolf Blitzer and you know he's not a weasel and you know he has a high intellect, but you also know he knows what he's doing and he knows that he's burning America to the ground. And that's why I say, and I'll repeat it again, if a surgeon slips with a scalpel, even slips by accident, he faces not only a malpractice lawsuit, but perhaps losing his medical license. Why are there no such penalties for these rats in the media who not only do not slip with the scalpel of their tongue, but purposely lie every day and in every way in order to burn cities to the ground, in order to increase their importance and their ratings? Why are they not held accountable? Why are they not fined? Why are their networks not fined? Why are they not thrown off the air? Those are some of the questions that I have no answers for, because we live in a Wild West environment here in the media. And now you've got these wildings running in the streets, burning things down, beating people up because they're white. And now the sister of the animal who was shot with a gun is saying, take that S to the suburbs. Burn that S down. We need our S. We need our weave. See, they speak in a special language down there. Now, Milwaukee, by the way, it's a terrible thing to say, but let's put it to you this way. It's one of the most liberal cities in the United States of America. The whole history of this state is extremely liberal, going all the way back to the immigration of the original white people who came there. They came largely from Norway. Did you know that? And from Scandinavia. Does anyone know that? And they were extremely liberal. And they brought their liberalism with them. And as, you know, as they say, as you sow, shall you reap. Now, the sad truth is that between 1950 and 1990, there was a huge white flight from Milwaukee County into Waukesha County, and suburbs of Milwaukee. The whites ran from the city of Milwaukee. So now the rioters are saying, stop burning down your own community, and now go out into the white suburbs and start burning theirs down. Don't say I didn't warn you, because if they're not stopped, that's what's going to happen. Many of you feel safe in your safe white suburbs. You feel immune from Obama's war against the police and war against the middle class. You think it's an abstraction of the right wing. You have no idea what this man is capable of. You think that, you see, you buy his act. He's so skilled at his act that you buy it. But that's not who he is. If they could unmask Obama and they could show his real face, it would look like a combination of Frankenstein and George Soros together with someone else thrown in. If you could tear the mask off Obama and see what is really behind there, it would be a Hydra head. There'd be one head of George Soros, the monster who hates America. There'd be another face, and then another face. But it would not be of a nice, smiling man who hangs out with his family, with billionaires and trillionaires on Martha's Vineyard playing golf. It'd be somebody else that even his white golfing buddies would never believe is behind that mask. Now, I could talk about this all day long, and it won't change anything. It won't make a dent in reality. The reality is the mobs went crazy on a false narrative. The young man who was shot was seen with a gun. He was shot by a black cop. And yet the vermin in the media did not report either of those items to any extent. Again, they promoted the same false narrative that it was yet another poor, innocent young black man on the way to or from medical school where he was studying to be a neurosurgeon, shot by a racist cop who at night wears a white sheet and is a member of the Ku Klux Klan. That's the narrative that they put out. I don't mean they said that, but you know that was the implication. Ku Klux Klan at night, blue uniform by day, all of the blacks who were killed by them were on their way to or from medical school to save the world. Albert Schweitzer's just waiting to be discovered. Well, the real issue is what we can do. And the only thing we can do is vote. How many times have I said to you on this show that we live in a dictatorship that is punctuated every 4 years by an election? And even the election is not truly an election. It's more or less a show that we get to participate in. But we live in a dictatorship where the wonderful people who are at the top, the corrupt senators in particular, get to do anything that they wish to do, rob the treasury blind, give their wives or husbands contracts, feather their own nests for when they leave office. It doesn't really matter. There are no consequences. There seems to be no one watching them. There's no FBI watching them. The FBI is watching you. And so the question is, what can we do? Well, as I say, the dictatorship of the proletariat, every 4 years is punctuated with a sense of freedom. We actually think we can choose between a candidate. We can choose Trump or we can choose Hillary. Both flawed candidates, but there's one who you must put an X through, in my opinion. I don't have to repeat why. Is she an unknown quantity? I keep asking you the same question. I tried to warn you, but you called me every name under the sun. I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War, and you scoffed at me. I told you Obama was the devil. I told you he was a community organizer who would burn the nation to the ground. I told you he would leave a scorched earth for no matter who picked it up after him, whether it's Hillary or Trump. It doesn't matter, because in his egotistical mind, no one is good enough for him. How many of you in the audience remember last week when the polls were showing that Donald Trump was down and that everyone was naysaying it? All of you were saying, oh, no, all the polls are phony. Polls are false. They're all owned by the liberal press, right? Polls kept saying that Trump was down. You kept saying, no, he was up. And what happened over the weekend? Shockingly, Donald Trump's own people, including Paul Manafort, was all over the media saying, although our poll numbers are down, we can still win. I was shocked. So they're admitting that Donald Trump is down? So what exactly is going on here? And the real question is, well, it's actually a couple of real questions. If Donald Trump is way down in the polls, as appears to be the fact, even by so-called polls that we trust, whichever they may be, if Trump is down this far, the question really is, why is he down? Why is Trump down in the polls so drastically when she is so corrupt? What do you think caused a precipitous drop in Trump's poll ratings? Can Trump still win this election? That's the most important question. What must Trump do to win this election? These are the primary questions that are on the mind of every American who is terrified of this corrupt woman called Hillary and the Clinton machine. After all, she's not an unknown quantity. We know what she did for 8 straight years as the co-president. We also know what she did as Secretary of State. She destroyed the Middle East. She's destroying Europe. She unleashed a flood of refugees from Africa and Syria into Europe. How in the world can you not understand the danger she poses to America? But can Trump still beat her? Do you still believe in him? There are those that have said from the beginning that Trump was in this as a plant to get Hillary elected. Do you actually believe that? Why would Donald Trump put himself out there, do everything in his power to gain your trust, just to throw an election and give it to Hillary Clinton? It doesn't seem plausible, and yet people are mumbling about that. That would not benefit him in any way. Not after everything we've seen from him since he announced his run for the presidency. What would he gain? But the real question is, can he still win? And what must he do to win? Now, there are those who say that Trump never planned on getting this far, and what we're now seeing is a product of a lack of preparation or the discipline required to actually win this race. They're saying, was he really ever serious about winning? Does he even want to be president? If he really wants it that badly, why can't he stick to a single coherent message about how a Hillary Clinton presidency would be the death of the nation? The question is, can Trump win? Or is he facing too high an enemy, too big an enemy? And is he just outmanned? He's facing lies from Democrats, polls that are rigged to get the answers they want, to paint Trump as either dangerous or a dunce, a media who loved everything he did in the primaries but has now turned their ink barrels fully loaded towards him, and a firing barrage after barrage. Trump's facing opposition from within his own party, not only from the Never Trump crowd, the establishment crowd, but increasingly from people who say that they used to support him. Is the deck too stacked against Trump for him to even have a chance? Are we destined to lose our way of life under a corrupt, tyrannical Hillary Clinton? And is there anything we can do about it? Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or swissamerica.com.